Extract from The Curse of the Spider by Aaron Pemberton. Half a dozen torches were shining in their faces. They couldn't flinch. The men were like shadows moving in front of them, keeping the dogs pointlessly on guard. "Are you human?" Malcolm asked. They put the dogs on collars, keeping the children well away from them. One of the guards rushed onto what they called the bowler, and another two ran around them, keeping sure they wouldn't run away. Grimstand dashed into the forest as the man started climbing down from the machine, just having tuned off its sirens and the flashing lights. "Shoot it," one said, and they fired bullets after it with their guns. Malcolm ran and knocked the gun out of a shooting guard's hand, punched him in the face, before getting knocked to the ground. They released the three dogs after it, when he cried with fear seeing them tear into the trees. Gemma was keeping very still. She didn't want them to take her pet, too, so held Nick and kept her mind clear. A minute later, they heard a frightful howl, a tear, and then another one, the cracking of bones, and then a third. They waited, hearing nothing more after that. "Let's go. Bring them with us," a guard said under his heavy mask. Being forced up, smug with a proud grin, Malcolm raised from the ground. He knew Grimstand was the one that survived. He had no doubt about it in his head. His only concern when they started walking away was the question of whether he might not see it again. Gemma was glad to be finally getting somewhere. As if being lost in another world wasn't bad enough, she wanted a place to sleep. She kept a good hold of Samuel and Nick, always looking ahead of her. She felt like she could already see what was happening behind her. She could picture the men walking, dark uniforms, clean balaclavas. She was nervous and wanted to do something. The butterflies had stitched her stomachs, so it became hard to breathe regularly. She stayed quiet the whole way. Nick, holding her hand, was watching everything. He wished he was the Sacrinarian fox and could burn holes through the soldiers' bodies and private parts. They had no way of knowing where they were going. Malcolm guessed they were escorted into Pablo Village. He was glad. Grimstand had run off with the map, so it couldn't be confiscated and they had a chance of escaping. They could hear the machine starting to run again, dicing the wood and leaves. It was then completely dark. The torches were lighting the way when the moon had risen half above the trees. There was a haze around its white glow and a chilling settlement in which they walked under the night. A wolf howled. They all heard it. Malcolm was sure it was Grimstand. He was safe. The guards kept walking, sharp steps in unison, careless, marching silently round the bushes.